Welcome to Sports 1140 AHD.
Good morning, good morning.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
Put the top down.
Good morning.
Ready your engine.
Fair doesn't matter. It's stupid.
Welcome to the drive.
New morning, team.
Now shut up and back.
Attacking run-of-the-mill morning show
with Carmichael Dave.
But I've never played professional sports, so.
You're kidding.
You know what? Funny, I have.
Kenny Christensen.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Agreed. And Nate Goodyear.
I'm not a journalist. I'm a commentator.
Here we go.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
We on the mission.
Hold on tight. With Dave. With Katie and Nate. Katie and Nate.
I am not driving no minivan.
Good morning.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios.
Broadcasting live.
Why is this difficult?
Coors Light. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Get ready for the show of a lifetime.
Now. The Drive with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
Have a box of rolls that we would throw at each other, though. That was our incentive.
I don't remember looking at this on my computer last night.
Oh, what is it? Do you not want to show us?
I'll tell you off the air, but...
Is it that fancy new chat site you were telling me about?
No, but you're on the right track. Dear Lord.
Is it a fireable offense if you were to accidentally tweet it out?
No, I think it's a... Yes, yes.
With the wrong link?
And if I left my computer up and then, like... I'm sure there's certain offended people in this building that if they walked in and saw what was just on my screen, yeah, I'd probably be in a lot of trouble.
That would be me, Dave.
Exactly. If Jay saw it, my goodness,
he would be completely offended.
Whew, people are flexible. Welcome in to the drive. It is the drive with David.
It was a yoga video, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Put my legs behind my head.
Downward. It was more like downward dog.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, downward dog. Welcome in. 339-1140. 1-800-920-1140. Thanks for joining us on a Horsey Wednesday.
I'll be damned. Horsey it is.
Yeah, already. Already a Horse Wednesday.
What happened?
Can you believe that? It's going to be... darn near 100 again today, and then we start the stretch of really pissed me off yesterday, and this is where I know I'm old, is I always look at the weather. It's going to be hot. It's going to be between 100 and 108 over the next 5 days. And then just for the hell of it, on my weather, I have San Francisco is the next one after Sacramento.
You know what I have on mine?
What?
Santa Barbara.
Yeah, see, exactly, to piss yourself
just
off.
Just to really... Just
San Francisco
rub the salt in the wound.
City center is 87 miles away from my home. I Google mapped it. And the hottest it's going to be over the next 5 days in San Francisco is 71 degrees. The hottest.
Hey, enjoy your sweater in the summertime, dummies.
God, I would wish that was the freaking case.
They're like light sweaters, having to carry it around all the time. What a pain in the ass.
Dumb Priuses.
Yeah, it is the time of the year. You mentioned like the 100 to 108.
Yeah.
This is also the time where... Every time you look at like the 5 day forecast, 2 days from now, it's always like 10 degrees hotter than what it says it's going to be today.
Yeah.
So you're perpetually like, oh my God, on Friday, it's going to be 110. And then Friday is going to get here and it'll probably be like 103. But you'll look at the forecast and be like, oh my God, Sunday, it's going to be 110.
Next week, it's going to be like that. Great point.
It's just this foreboding kind of, God.
And they always over scare you. You're absolutely right. Cause I'm waiting for like the 108 degrees. Day, and then the hottest it gets is like you said, it's like 103. It's like, dude, why are you putting me in a bad mood all week, Apple? Screw you, Jobs.
Apple,
right? Give me a horse fact.
Hey,
horse
too soon, dude. He's not with us.
He's always with us. He's in my pocket every day.
In my pocket every
yeah,
day.
I type on him every single day. What? I was waiting for a horse fact.
Horse.
Okay, I'm looking for. Okay.
Well, I thought you found one. Sorry.
So here's something that.
Horse has four legs.
Hey.
Two ears and a tail.
So it's true.
This is kind of amazing. I mean, you guys might not think it is, but I bet, you know, your wife would and your fiance.
Oh, there's definitely a couple things about a horse that is, is this where we're going?
Yeah.
My God, horses, is it amazing?
Horses can run within an hour of giving birth.
Oh.
Run.
Well, okay.
I mean, I know people that are in the hospital for days after birth. And
I mean, there's some.
It's like 10 pound at most versus like how much. I wonder how much a what are they called? Foals when they're.
Yeah.
How old is your youngest kid, Dave?
7.
So 7 years and Melissa hasn't figured out how to run yet?
No. I would say it's a light gallop.
No, I mean, like, run from you.
I wonder if...
I know she's an athlete. I wouldn't go after her athletic prowess. No. She'd break me in half.
I wonder if, like, horses, like women, after they give birth, apparently, and I don't know this, I've just heard, because I have sisters and friends, obviously, but it's like your bladder control is never the same.
No,
I wonder if horses maintain bladder control.
I don't think, but that's the thing, horses don't have to have, but when would they ever have bladder control?
I mean,
they just go.
You've seen a horse. That's a stream.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a... I mean, it's more like Yosemite Falls.
It's like a fire hose.
And I don't know. I haven't lived with many women in my life, but that's exactly how my wife is. But in both ways. My wife is the quickest bathroom user in history I've ever seen. And
that's a woman thing.
I think it is.
No, I think that is because I was not aware of it either. But, like, dude, it comes out hot.
Yeah.
I didn't... Yeah. I mean, so I don't know. I mean, maybe Melissa is unique, but that's something I noticed.
Maybe not, because she said before, I think I mentioned it to Katie before, she's like, no, that's completely normal. I mean, when you're going like 150 miles an hour.
It sounds like the type of thing that I do at a urinal when I know there's old people in the bathroom and I want them to hear who's got the strongest prostate still.
Okay, so here's Dave,
you're just like...
but here's the thing, no. And it kind of makes sense if you think about the geography of the situation, whereas, and this is a kids-friendly program, even though it's 6:08.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
But because I'm about to get worse here. If you think about it, if you have, if you turn on your hose... There you go. Hey. If you turn on your hose. And the end of the if you turn on your hose full blast and the end of the hose on one hand
hose,
garden hose.
Right? Okay.
And the end of the hose, the attachment on one side is a straw. And on the other side is
one of those big slurpy straws that you get in like milkshakes.
Just a straw, any old straw, right? And then the other attachment, you have another hose next to it, and the attachment is a frisbee-sized opening.
Okay.
Okay, and you turn it on. Well, it's going to be a different type of flow. In other words, I kind of get the geography of why women would be one way.
I do, too.
Men would be the other.
I have like a really, really terrible way to put it, too, and I'm just not
going to do it. See, I was trying to find a kid-friendly version, but there's more of a... There's a
vertical element,
right? And in a bigger pass through than with a guy.
So
Let me fix this real fast. Talking about
streams here. This is important.
Just so we make sure that we're educating people and we're giving them proper horse facts.
Yes.
Apparently, baby foals at birth are approximately 10% of the mother's weight. So if you have a 1,000-pound horse, it's going to be about 100 pounds, right?
That's a big baby.
That's the same as, you know, if I gave birth and it were 10% of my body weight, I'd be giving birth to a 17.5-pound baby. That's kind of
doing
impressive.
The math. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Now, I can do percentages much easier than I can add and subtract. I don't know why. Doesn't really in fractions, and then I can just go down the list of the other things I can't do.
The normal thoroughbred mare gives birth to somewhere around as you said, 100-pound foal. Another type of foal about 150 pounds, and then the biggest type's 200 pounds.
Well,
using the 10% rule, but dear Lord Almighty, that's a lot of horse. A
lot of horse.
But yeah, horses pee super fast.
Well, and they get up and walk right away, too, so that's kind of amazing. Could you imagine if you gave birth to a child and within an hour they were walking around?
Happened. That was Avery. She walked out of her mother and over to the television and started playing Minecraft. That's kind of how it worked out. Today, fellas and lady, is National HVAC Tech Day.
You know what you missed yesterday? We didn't do this yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday was National Selfie Day, I believe.
Yeah, I missed it.
What a bummer.
Yeah.
Selfie Day.
You know what I did? I took a selfie of the drool pile on my pillow after my nap yesterday.
More like a smelfie.
Yeah.
A smelfie.
Yeah, exactly. That's not going to smell good. No. Like chalk and clay.
It's like because obviously
I can't complain about drooling until you've done it with facial hair.
Probably.
It's like it penetrates like the deepest levels of your skin almost. You just can't.
You can't get
weird.
It.
And is that how you stay moisturized under there?
That's it. I'm just drooling just on myself.
You wake up and look like roadkill.
That's without the drool.
So HVAC Tech Day, that's air conditioning and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, bellbrothers.com. National Onion Rings Day.
Oh, I had them last night for dinner.
I'm not a typical onion ring person, but I'm starting to get excited at science and what they're doing with onion rings. I subscribe to this Twitter account that puts up like different recipes on videos, and I read it because I'm that guy. And there's cheeseburger selfies where you imagine you're slicing thick slices of onion, and then you separate the rings, okay? Then you take the ring and you pat down until it's level. You put the patty in the ring, okay? Ah. Using the ring as a mold.
A mold.
Okay. So now you have a ring and you have a patty patted down. Then you dip this. No, this is exciting. In the patty before you put it in there, you put in a little ball.
Of cheese. That's how I do mine.
Then you pat it into the onion ring. Then you dip said hamburger onion ring in egg, then flour, then egg, then panko, then egg and flour, then egg and panko. You double dip and deep fry it.
You're kidding.
And then
getting
it comes
chest
out.
Pains just
it comes out looking like an onion ring that's filled in. And then you let them cool. And then they had them drizzle them with bacon bits.
Ugh.
And then you dip.
Seriously, and tomorrow National Heart Awareness Day.
It sounds good, but it's also making me gag.
It sounds amazing.
So
it's just too
much.
Early for you to think
then
about
that. You just
grab
it and you dip it in whatever dip you're dipping it in, and goddamn.
Do you put it on a bun?
No, you just eat it like finger food.
Yeah. So you and I have eaten with Nate before.
It's like a bird.
He would get all of like 3 bites out of that anyway.
Yeah,
and then he'd ask for a box to take it home.
And then I would never eat it.
I know.
I take it home out of the shame of just leaving food on the plate.
Getting a lot of crap online. I don't want to get into this, but apparently I don't understand female geography. Everyone's mad at me. They're like, moron, that's not how it works. I'll talk to you during the break about it, because they're getting very specific.
I'm sure that there's videos on the internet. I'm sure that there's, like, videos on
the
internet.
Honestly, and when you think about it, though, can you really blame
You know, I have a great book from college that I...
Our Bodies, Ourselves?
No, it's Our Human Sexuality.
No.
It'll give you all kinds of stuff.
That, to me, is like, it's like sausages. Like
you don't want to know how the sausages are
made. You may enjoy them, but you don't want to know how it works.
You know what?
I don't want to know how it works.
Do they have a book, though, that, like... helps you know how it feels with like a real adult human.
Oh, oops. There we go. And finally today, ladies and gentlemen, it's I can get behind this. It's National Chocolate Eclair Day.
Oh, I love chocolate.
I love chocolate eclairs.
Nothing like getting behind a nice chocolate eclair.
Chocolate eclair's just fine.
I don't know, though. I mean...
I brought a pack of them up to the wine tasting.
You did, and I love them, and I didn't have a single one of them.
I brought them home.
Yeah.
And they melted, so it was like a giant chocolate eclair.
Well, I made homemade ice cream the other day.
Yeah.
And so that has actually been a go-to.
But you made healthy ice cream.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
What was the flavor?
I did a French vanilla with the real vanilla, like the vanilla bean.
Okay.
But then I mixed in blackberries and strawberries.
I'm sorry. Freedom vanilla, please.
Oh, yeah. Not French vanilla. Yeah.
Freedom.
That was circa 2002.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So I believe it was after 9/11, wasn't it? And France was not participating in some sort of
So we're not
whatever.
To say French vanilla
so
anymore.
French fries. It wasn't French fries anymore. It was freedom fries. But to your point, you made French vanilla ice cream, and then you mixed fruit in there.
Yeah, but the fruit I marinated in sugar for a day before I did it.
It's still health food.
Okay, Dave, when you have heavy whipping cream, half and half, and egg yolk as your base.
Put all of it on a turd, and you're still eating a turd.
And like a bag of sugar. Come on, there's nothing healthy about the ice cream I made.
Chocolate
it's cold,
chips,
it's awesome,
caramel,
whatever.
candy
bar. You know what I'm going to do next?
Marshmallows, nuts, all acceptable.
I'm going to do the Heath bar with the coffee grounds.
All right, well, we'll talk about that when we get back. Probably not. With the coffee grounds?
Yeah.
Like coffee grounds or instant coffee?
Instant coffee, yeah.
Okay. When we get back, we have things to talk about. Today on the program, we will be welcoming in Ed Isaacson, NBA draft analyst, a scout for NBC. I think that means he's an NBA draft analyst who used to be a scout who happens to work for NBC. Though it would be cool if he was a scout for NBC. Like if the networks actually had their own scouts that they employed and put out there to create draft boards. Either way, Ed's going to join us. We'll have fun with that because the draft is tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Draft is tomorrow. We'll be out there.
Oh, we have a draft party.
Yeah, we're going to Firestone and hanging out. And old Napesy will be out there doing the Nape stuff and broadcasting. We'll be right back. We'll continue the program. Really started off. It's the Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. Getting a, not geometry, what is it? The study
anatomy.
Anatomy lesson.
I pulled up some visual aids.
I don't need any
visual aids. On the intranet.
Any visual aids.
Just so that you all know, we've had a discussion with Dave about
Dave knows.
Where.
Move on.
Where women.
Don't care. Thank you. What?
And two children, right?
Yeah, two children. Apparently, doesn't know.
And when you think about
40 years, two children.
Why would I know? I've never, you know, it's not like.
Well, I know that's what I was telling Katie. She's like, "Can you believe that?" I'm like, "Yes." I didn't learn that for like, let's see, Monica and I have been together for 6 years. I think I learned that like within the last year. I've never looked.
Me neither.
I've never like. That's not.
It's not like I'm spelunking.
No.
I don't have the light on the light helmet.
No, I like even at my most curious.
Hello.
Right.
Yeah. Like I've found
other things to be curious about on the interwebs.
Right.
It's not one of them.
Or with the spouse. There's plenty of other mountains to climb. You know? That's not of interest to me.
Gotta walk before we run.
Thank you. Exactly.
One foot in front of the other.
Let's just be, you know,
I got
thankful for the fact that your children's education is not in your hands.
Right, because you know what? At some point, that's going to be a conversation I have with my kids.
You know what?
I mean, my mother, she's not listening, but my mom was an RN. I guarantee you,
David, you do that when you were four.
No, I actually didn't,
Mom.
But my mom had a fun way of explaining things to me when I was a kid.
She'd show you.
Well, right, exactly. I got sex ed when I was like five. Like, I didn't want any part of it. And we weren't allowed to use nicknames for things at my house.
We had a nickname. Right?
Yeah.
For our, because there was three girls
for
in my
bit.
House. Yeah. So we called it a foo-foo. Right? A foo-foo. That's
why.
What my dad referred to it as. Apparently my dad, when we were small children, did not want to call our area
right.
as whatever.
Right. That's,
but
that's
he
fine.
Was he was very specific with my baby brother who used from a very young age he started calling it something that rhymes with Rick. Right? And he was very...
Wait, the bad word?
Yes.
Really?
That's what he called it from... Yeah, and my dad was very adamant about the fact that that is not what it's called. It's called your penis, right?
Gotcha.
But this... So, to pull
Thank
back
you.
The curtains... Oh.
Pull back the...
We...
Did
we,
you say pull back the curtains?
Yes.
I'm just not...
We called it a foo-foo.
Wow.
So I was probably a junior in high school, and
by the way,
I was
there's
in like
promo.
Our computer class. And our Dave.
Well, the lowdown has all the good ones.
Stay with me. We called it. So we're in computer class, my junior
right.
year, and our cute little like 5'4" little cute blonde, you know, computer teacher. She said something, and she used it in a phrase. She used foo-foo, and I was like, oh. Mrs. Ferguson, like,
right.
what did you just say? And she's like, what? What did I do? Like, what did I say?
You're the
I
only did, one that
I
knew.
I didn't even realize until I was in high school. So I was like 15 at that time that actually wasn't what everybody
Wait,
called it.
You were like 15?
So my junior year, I was.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Now, hold on a second, because there's a
true.
There's a rather popular song called Little Bunny Foo Foo. That we all learned in school. I don't know if they did that up in
that one.
You know what?
No.
Now that you mention it, I probably heard it, but I didn't. Probably not at a.
They didn't have Lil Bunny Foo Foo.
Probably later in life.
How do they not have Lil Bunny Foo Foo?
15-year-old figuring out that it's not really called her flower.
Right. No, her foo-foo.
It's a foo-foo, okay?
Little bunny foo-foo hopping through the floor is scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
I know the song.
Along came the little bunny foo-foo. Thank you, Jay.
This is real?
Mice and bopping them on the head.
That's brutal.
Down came the good fairy, and she said,
little bunny foo-foo, I don't want to see you scooping up the field mice and popping them on the head. He gets three chances.
I'll give you three chances.
Three chances.
And if you don't obey, I'm going to turn you
Dave
into a
Dave knows little bunny foo-foo, so but not the women in that.
I know.
Yeah, forgive me.
Women's in that.
Yeah, because when I was four, I learned, they taught me things like little bunny foo-foo. They weren't like, here's where pee comes from.
I have no idea where my parents got that, but that's what we called it. And yes, so.
So in your mind, I'm they're trying, singing about I'm, little bunny
no,
V.
No, I mean, I don't remember that song growing up. I don't remember that song wow. growing up. So
I think that's like a, I don't even want to think about what that
I'm
song
to
could
make
really
you feel
be. But
a little
I think
bit
it's
better.
Like a, I think it's like an anti-
Oh, I'm sure it's some sort of like thing against the.
No,
whatever.
I think it's like an anti.
It's not just about bunnies.
Pleasure
and...
type of thing.
Oh.
Like, I don't want to see you scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
You
it's
think
like
it's
a...
about. You think little bunny foo foo was a subliminal way to teach kids not to play with themselves? What the
oh
hell
my
is
gosh.
This? Jay,
this is where when you say it, you need to actually Jeez. Turn on your mic and just be like, break time.
God. Jay's like the only other civilized person on the show I can rely on. Jay knew what the hell little bunny foo foo was. But for the, by
you
the
know
way.
What, though? That's a thinker.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be thinking about that during the break.
I think
maybe that's what it was.
I think that's normal. I think every family, like it's Peanut and Woo in my family.
Peanut and Woo.
Oh. Which sounds like a kid's book, like The Adventures of Peanut and Woo. But,
like a racist
that's,
kid's book.
That's
oh.
what we, we'll be right back. It's The Drive from Sports 1140 KHDK.
At it.
Join the Sporty 1140, specifically, I know the three of us will be amongst the crowd out at Firestone Tamari at 4 o'clock, 16th Street in downtown Sacramento. I think this will be, I can't speak for you, Nate, I think this will be my third or fourth straight year out at Firestone for the draft.
I don't know if I've ever gone.
Oh.
Well, that would make sense, though. I mean, it's a, you know, you would generally have other king's duties, I would imagine, where this is the
I have been in New York for the draft for the
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the year that Tyreek Evans was drafted.
New York.
Okay, I'm going to slap both of you.
Firestone Public House, 16th Street downtown.
This is like a normal conversation with a man, by the way. This doesn't faze me.
Enjoy a live broadcast from the Grant Napier Show, as well as appearances from Sacramento Kings Dancers, Slamson, the newly minted, by the way, Sacramento Kings Dancers. Just last week, they released the full complement.
Oh, did they?
Of the dancers.
Oh, did they? Jason's on the Google right now.
It's a fine crop this year. Fine crop of talented young ladies. A great draft. There's recruiting. There's combines. The whole thing.
It's a big process. And I think that now, I mean, there's, I want to say it's either the Clippers or the Lakers, like, that have a reality show.
Yeah,
around
Kings
the
did a couple years
choosing.
Ago online. They did. They did a little mini reality show.
Okay, I'm talking about on the telly.
Yeah, no.
About the process, it's pretty intense.
Can we? Can we play a game called Guess How to Spell the Name?
Ooh, yes, yes.
Okay,
yeah. Hold on. Jay, help me with this stuff here. All right, the levels are going to be low. Okay. All right, go ahead. All right, we're ready. All right, give us a name.
Okay, let's start with Daphne.
Daphne.
D-A-P-H-N-Y-E.
Oh, so close.
That's Hold on. Yeah, all right. Let's see. Daphne. Can I go for the steal?
I said go for
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Daphne. D-A-P-H-N-E.
Wrong.
What? What? Kind of weird.
The answer we were looking for was D-A-P-H-N-I-E.
Oh, come on.
I know.
That's not how you spell Daphne.
This is why we play the game.
All right. Next name.
I chose to go another direction because I knew it wasn't going to be the normal spelling, by the way.
Mm. I know. You did go out of the box there.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, they're pretty good with the names this year. Let's go. This one should be easy, actually. Let's go with Molly.
Molly.
Why do I always have to go first? M-O-L-L-I-E.
Perfect.
Wow.
Bingo.
Yeah.
On the first try.
I would have gone with the M-O-L-L-Y.
Oh. No, they did pretty well. We can't go after them too much. A lot of typical names, but we do have. How about Moira?
Moira.
Moira.
What is this, 1930?
Moira Kelly was the female lead in The Cutting Edge with D.B. Sweeney.
Wow.
Famous Moiras.
Hey, nice.
Random fact.
Yeah, sorry.
Moira. M-O-R-Y-A? Hold on, that doesn't sound right.
Moria.
Moriah.
Okay.
Moira. M-O-Y-R-A?
Nope.
M-O-I-R-A.
Yes.
Well, it's right in front of you, Nate.
Nate's looking in the sky. Oh, yes.
Yes, confirmed. That's how you spell it.
Mm.
Final one. Who wants it? Dave, let's let you go first.
Okay, all right, fine.
How about Michaela?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Michaela. Michaela. M-I... Oh, I need my thinking music. Hold on. M-I-C-H-A-E-L-A.
Beautiful.
That's
you thick. Nailed it on the first try.
That is the classic.
How did you spell it?
M-I-C-H-A-E-L-A. So it's like Michael A. Yeah, that's.
As opposed to the M-I-K-E-L-A.
Right, or M-I-K-I-A-Y.
I wouldn't have even attempted that. No idea.
By the way, when I was saying a new crop and it's a fine draft and the scouting combine and all that, and no, I learned this a couple years ago from our dear friend Lisa Gonzalez of the television, who is a former Kings dancer, that I'll have some fun with like the big WNBA game last night, but deep down I have a respect for the players. It's the same thing with the dancers. Like, there's no fun there. Like, it's seeing the stuff they go through. Yeah. To become a Kings dancer is just stupid. And I mean that in the sense of ridiculously hard. Like the physical activity, how much in shape they have to be. And not just that, like even just changing wardrobes in like a minute and going out and having these intricate, long dance routines. I'll stay away. You'll never hear me making fun of a dancer. That's hard, man. I couldn't do it.
Me either.
I mean, I
dance and fool over
fun
here.
Fun to try, I guess. I'd love Nate. I would pay a decent amount of money.
Outfit?
Oh God, I would. I really would.
I know. I got nice legs.
I think you know what?
Dancer's body.
What if the Kings would help us out with that? Wouldn't that? We've been talking about redoing our photos.
Mm-hmm.
What if the three of us were in a dancer outfit? All three of us. You, me, and Katie.
Okay, but here's the thing. I feel like
one of us would look okay in it.
The spirit fingers. Question is really if you and I would sell out that much just to see her in one of the outfits.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
The question is not that. I think actually the question is would Katie have the stones to do it?
I think you and I
would before she would, and she'd look good in one compared to the you'd have chest fro everywhere.
All of this is my
eyes would be purple from sucking in my gut and trying to look halfway decent. I think the Kings would help us out with that. I think
no matter what you do, even though you're trying to have fun with it, someone's going to be offended.
Well, that goes without saying for anything. But how would somebody get offended at that? Well, other than looking at my belly.
That you're poking fun at dancers.
That's poking fun? Well, so am I poking fun at J.J. Watt when I'm wearing his jersey to a game? No.
So not the same thing.
Sure it is.
Only if you have, like, Daphne across your chest.
I'd be fine with Daphne across my chest.
I mean,
I've never met her.
Yeah.
For more information, visit Case. Hey, for more information, visit KaseDK.com. We'll be at Firestone Public House on 16th Street. Why they throw Public House in after Firestone? Is there a Firestone Private House and we have to be careful? We'll take a break. We'll come back.
You're killing me.
There's free agents. There's free agents and draftings going on.
Hey.
What do you say we open the show next, kids?
That would be nice.
It's been 44 minutes. The audience has been patient. What do you say we get into some sports ball talk?
We're hoping they've been patient.
All right. When we get back, we'll talk about the draft, upcoming free agents, how that's going to affect your Sacramento Kings, and what major name in sports just Zeke it out of the Olympics. We'll tell you next. It's The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK.
Hurts my head.
good way.
What is this?
Wake up.
Ripping your face off is what it is.
Well, it seems like a good time to tell you Monster Energy's Aftershock Music Festival is coming. That'll rip your face off. October 22nd, 23rd, Discovery Park, Tool, Slayer, Avenged Sevenfold, Korn, Primus, Disturbed, Death Angel, and more. Tickets on sale now. More info. Aftershockconcert.com. What was that, Katie?
Now.
Dirk Nowitzki has opted out of his contract. He will be a free agent.
So this is the weird thing about this year's free agency. When players are opting out of contracts, you're expecting it to come just because they're going to get paid so much more money under the new TV deal.
Yeah, I think so. And in Dirk Nowitzki's case, I understand that. He's looking for the Godfather deal. He's getting, you know, maybe what, 2 years left most, if not 1 year. Tough for me to imagine a situation where Dirk Nowitzki is not a Dallas Maverick. I can't imagine that.
But I know we've heard a lot about Golden State as like they're interested and they're being very vocal about it. But to me, I don't think it's ever going to happen. Had they never won a title in Dallas, maybe he would go and search for one before his career is over. But I still even then think that it's not in his nature. He's one of those super loyal guys. He's been with the franchise since he came into the NBA. I just don't see it happening.
Ball's in Mark Cuban's court because they both know, they've had the discussion that he's no longer good enough to be the centerpiece, right, nor does he warrant that kind of money. But he's also told Cuban if they're going to rebuild, he doesn't want anything to do with it.
Sure.
So,
Parsons opted out. Yeah. That was something I read first thing this morning that, you know, and he is a great player, and he was a kind of a nice complimentary piece alongside
Dirk. When he was healthy, right?
But he's had chronic knee problems with his right knee the last couple years, and I don't even know for him. And for him, they're saying, oh, yeah, he's opting out. I think he's owed $16 million next year. Opted out of that. He'll get around, you know, $22 under the new deal. But I'm like, is he worth $22 million at this point, or have the recent injuries over the last couple years – do you start to go, maybe don't want to spend that kind of money on someone that we might have half the season?
We're talking about,
Chandler Parsons.
Right. The one that really is weird to me is Dwight Howard opting out.
Oh, my goodness.
And what was that, $23 million
he's
leaving on the table?
He could make as much as $30 million under the new contract. But this is the meat of that story. It's not about him opting out. He had a conversation with the general manager. I think it's
Daryl
Morey. Yeah. And he wants to be more, he wants to be a centerpiece of that offense.
Well,
and guess
so do
what?
I.
Guess what? The way that roster is built and with Mike D'Antoni coming in and being the head coach there, they're still going to be a three-point shooting team. And that doesn't do anything for Dwight Howard. And
how happy are the Rockets? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, because
they got $23 million albatross. It was a total gift.
Yeah, and they're going to have, I think it's like $43 or $45 million of cap space left with his salary off the books. But we forget that the last year that Dwight Howard was in L.A., Mike D'Antoni was his coach. How well did that go?
Not.
Yeah.
That was an unmitigated disaster.
But who's going to take him? Seriously. Like,
somebody.
Someone's going to take him, but I'm curious. You said, you know, we were talking about it early this morning when you got in before Dave was here, Nate. Do you see Orlando?
Ooh.
Do you see a go back to Orlando situation?
Why would he, I mean, unless he's just chasing money.
The only way Orlando would do
Orlando
that.
Orlando has a really good young roster.
They
have a very talented young roster. They don't really have a big man that's
centerpiece-ish. I think they like Vucevic, but I don't know. The only thing, this is probably just fresh on my mind because I watched it this weekend.
But 30 for 30?
Yeah, like I could see them maybe wanting to bring Dwight Howard back to kind of
wrap it up.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, make sure that they didn't screw that up like they did. I don't know. I mean, I couldn't give you a name, but somebody's going to pay Dwight Howard. And Daryl Morey is thanking his lucky stars this morning.
So are they going to pay him, or is it okay to think with Dwight Howard, who is sitting at, how old is he? 38. He's 30.
He's not 38.
No, he's 30. He's going to be 31 in December.
Which is, by the way, very young.
Right, but here's the thing. Dwight Howard also, this will be his 13th season.
Yes, he has a lot of, you know.
A lot of mileage on the odometer. But why wouldn't
And guess what? He's the same exact player he was 12 years ago.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Well, I mean, in terms of the fact of he's one-dimensional.
Yes, I would. I would agree with that.
As they age,
right.
They add some other things to their game. We saw Vince Carter became less of a dunker and added the 3-point shot. Dwight Howard doesn't even want to shoot 5 feet away from the basket. He hasn't added any kind of a low post arsenal. He just wants it to be a power game, and he doesn't have that anymore.
No, no, he does not. No, he does not.
And for Houston, Clint Capella, really good young center. They're going to be good with him.
So why wouldn't, for example, what if Dwight Howard, would it completely surprise you if Dwight Howard signed with the Warriors for $8 million a year? The Thunder. For 7-8, well, it wouldn't be the Thunder. They have Ibaka and Adams.
No, they don't want him. No piece of that.
I would be surprised from the Warriors' side.
Do you think Dwight Howard, if he was basically saying, "I want a title," could fill the Bogut role?
But that's not what he's saying.
But exactly.
He's saying he wants to be a centerpiece.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
His ego's going to get in the way.
But absolutely, he would help. All right, career low in points per game this year, but a career high field goal percentage. He shot 62% from the field. He's still a good defensive player. He's not getting 3 blocks a game like he used to, but he still can impact a game defensively, and he's still
just
pulling down 12.
Just by being there,
right? Like,
not by
still,
actually doing anything.
Well, I mean, no,
but that's fine.
I don't think that's, and he still pulls down 12 boards a night. Like, Dwight Howard's not the total disaster that we want to make him out to be. He's just not a $23 million player.
There also seems to
be. He's going for 30.
Yeah, well, have fun with that. If he gets $30 million a year, then that's just going to be one. That's going to be the big hot take everywhere, and that's just going to be the cap going up so high.
Not to mention the fact that his back issues have been so severe that for most of last season he wasn't playing in back to back games. It wasn't until the very end of the season when they were trying to make their playoff push that they started using him in back to backs. I mean, I've saw him play multiple times this season. He is so unimpressive to me. Mm-hmm. It's overwhelming.
I'm with you 100%. I'm just looking across his season line here, and it's deceptive because
it is.
He played 32 minutes a night. He played 71 games. Those are both things I wouldn't have guessed.
Right.
I thought they were being a lot more restrictive on his minutes, and I thought he missed more games than that. Averaged a double-double, 62% from the field. Like, that's a solid big man.
Mm-hmm.
A guy that can do what he does, but it's like he's got that name and that price tag attached.
So
it doesn't make any
71
sense.
71 games, that's not regular season. That's including playoffs, correct?
No. I think that's regular season.
That's regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about the other thing, though, with Dwight Howard that we're missing here? Is it's not just his numbers. It's not just his decline or his knees or his back or whatever. But there's also this stigma that goes with Dwight Howard that he's a douchebag. Yeah, he's a guy that teammates
He'd
don't
step
really...
over a child to get to a camera.
Yeah, but absolutely.
This is the thing, and where he's one of those players. I'm not a huge Dwight Howard fan. I'm sure he's a very nice guy, what have you. One of the things, I'm not a huge fan of his play on the court. There's multiple reasons why. But off the court, like, he does really good things in the community. And at every single game, whenever he's here or in Houston, when I have been to games, after he shoots every single time before the game starts, he goes and for a solid 15 minutes signs autographs for people, which I think, you know, it's like you look at, we've talked on the show about Kevin Garnett and how much of an ass he is.
Yes. Saw that firsthand.
Yes. And I'm like, okay, well, I can appreciate what Kevin has done on the court. He's, even though he's kind of at the end of his career as well, you can still say, well, that's Kevin Garnett. Dwight Howard is... By the numbers, Nate, he's a serviceable big man. Plenty of minutes left in the league. He can impact a team. He's good with the fans. Like, there's stuff there, but I still have such a hard time, like, liking him.
Mm-hmm.
So do his teammates.
Yeah.
When we get back, there's a lot of free agents out there this year, not just the people opting out, but other people as well. We'll talk about the draft coming up, and let's circle back to the Sacramento Kings and how this may or may not affect them as we await the draft tomorrow. We'll be at Firestone, 16th Street in downtown Sacramento. Later on in the program, by the way, we'll give you VIP access to the draft party. You and three guests get special reserve seating, which, trust me, is a big deal for this event. You'll also get $150 in food and beverage. Wow! I hadn't seen this. That's a nice-ass price.
Hey.
We'll do that and a couple hours, a little under that. It's a drive. We'll be right back. Sports 1140 KHDK.